I just can't. You know I'm married.
When Pat Levine and Loretta Hardman arrive in Florida to visit their old friend, Kathy Starling, Pat is the proverbial good girl wife. Not once in her 20-year marriage did she ever fool around on her husband, wealthy stockbroker Stanley Levine. This will no longer be the case. Sweet and innocent Mrs. Levine will succumb in a way she never thinks possible, and with people she trusts not to take advantage of her once sacred body. Before it begins, she tells herself the massage is innocent enough. Even though her friend's son is extremely good-looking, having him rub oil on her body can't possibly lead to anything illicit, the good girl wife reassures herself. It all began when Pat tells Dennis she feels tense and her body aches. He, of course, sees a golden opportunity to do something many men have tried to do and failed miserably. The married lady possesses the proverbial body to die for, a figure so nicely proportioned, any man would give his left nut just to have this perfectly built, albeit married body in his bed. Therein lies the rub. Pat Levine is married. The 45-year-old lady loves her husband very much and has vowed to be faithful and true. Sex with other men would be sinful and totally forbidden in Mrs. Levine's naive eyes. So far, the lovely lady's been able to stay clear of all temptation. This ends today. It's the day after their arrival, and Pat's two friends have gone grocery shopping. Kathy tells Pat to relax around the pool, and that she and Loretta will be back around 2 p.m. Donning a short summer dress over her brown panties, Pat is sitting poolside when Dennis walks through the sliding glass doors, offering the first temptation. All he's wearing is a tight bikini bathing suit, one that does little to hide God's greatest gift. Mrs. Levine tries not to stare at the young man's muscular bronze body and big bulging boner. But this becomes increasingly difficult with each passing second. The 25-year-old man is truly an Adonis, and he knows it. Laying around poolside, it takes little for both to realize they both like what they're looking at. Pat doesn't want to get sexually excited given her marital status, but she just can't help it. She has a bronze Adonis laying out right before her so-called innocent eyes. Conversely, Dennis wants to get as sexually aroused as humanly possible, and given the older lady's awesome body, he achieves his goal in mere seconds. Mrs. Levine easily has his 10-inch cock big and rock hard in no time. So, with reason for concern, the goody-goody Mrs. Levine excuses herself and goes into the house on the pretense of getting too heated from the hot Florida sun. Pat is heated all right, but it has nothing to do with the hot Florida sun. Once inside the house, the turned-on mother's friend goes to her own room, and Dennis goes to his for a quick shower. When soaping down his big dick, all the aroused young man can think about is the awesome body right in the next room. He starts to jerk off, but he thinks better of it. Why waste his feeling of high horniness on a hand job when there's something better so close by? So he knocks on her door. Hey, you never know. You okay, Mrs. Levine? He asks. Wary Pat answers softly.
I'm all right. Just a little tense.
She admits to being a little tight. He, of course, has just the right answer. Men like Dennis always do when it comes to pussy. Maybe I can help, Mrs. Levine. Perhaps a gentle massage would help you relax and loosen up, wanting relief to what ails her. Mrs. Levine doesn't hesitate for a second to the man's hands, making her feel better.
Okay, if you think it'll help.
Oh, it will help, that's for sure, he tells her. But he's not talking about